Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 773. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, and motivate you to simply just pray. Pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis in faith believing. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray, whether they feel like it or not, whether they want to do so or not. If I can get you to simply just pray in faith, believing to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings and emotions. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, the Holy Bible, in faith believing. Now, beloved, today our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God is Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Which reads, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Allow me to share with you, if you would, some more vital and important points regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary. He said, "Lastly, to all this we are taught to affix our amen, so be it." God's amen is a grant. His fiat is, "It shall be so." Our amen is only a summary desire. Our fiat is, "Let it be so." It is in the token of our desire and assurance to be heard, that we say amen. Amen refers to every petition going before, and thus, in compassion to our infirmities, we are taught to knit up the whole in one word. And so to gather up in the general what we have lost and let slip in the particulars. It is good to conclude religious duties with some warmth and vigor, that we may go from them with a sweet savor upon our spirits. It was of old the practice of good people to say amen audibly at the end of every prayer, and it is a commendable practice, provided it be done with understanding, as the apostle directs, 1 Corinthians 14:16, and uprightly with life and liveliness and inward expressions, answerable to that outward expression of desire and confidence. Dear friends, our featured prayer motivated quote is from Dr. R.C. Sproul. He said, "The kingdom of God is not of the people, by the people, or for the people. It is a kingdom ruled by a king, and God does not rule by the consent of his subjects, but by his sovereign authority. His reign extends over me whether I vote for him or not." My personal encouragement for you today is this: the best and only pattern to follow when you pray is the one that our Lord Jesus Christ gave to us, which is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Now, you do not have to pray this same prayer word for word or verbatim, but you can use it as a guide in your own prayer life. According to Jesus' pattern of prayer, you should, number one, praise God first, give him glory. Number two, put his will before yours. Number three, ask for your daily provisions. Number four, ask for forgiveness of sin. Number five, ask God to keep you from evil. And number six, give God the glory, the praise, and the honor always. Lay everything on your heart and mind before God and enjoy his peace. Now, my dear friends, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled The Ministry and Prayer, Part 4, from the fine book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "Our Lord is the pattern for all preachers, and with him prayer was the law of life. By it he lived. It was the inspiration. It was the inspiration of his toil, the source of his strength, the spring of his joy. With our Lord, prayer was no sentimental episode, nor an afterthought, nor a pleasing, diverting prelude, nor an interlude, nor a parade or form. For Jesus, prayer was exacting, all-absorbing, paramount. It was the call of a sweet duty to him, the satisfying of a restless yearning, the preparation for heavy responsibilities, and the meeting of a vigorous need. This being so, the disciple must be as his Lord, the servant, as his master. As was the Lord himself, so also must be those whom he has called to be his disciples. Our Lord Jesus Christ chose his 12 apostles only after he had spent a night in praying, and we may rest assured that he sets the same high value on those he calls to his ministry in this our own day and time. No feeble or secondary place was given to prayer in the ministry of Jesus Christ. It comes first, emphatic, conspicuous, controlling of prayerful habits, of a prayerful spirit, given to long solitary communion with God. Jesus was above all else a man of prayer. The crux of his earthly history in New Testament terminology is condensed to a single statement to be found in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. As was their Lord and Master, whose they are and whom they serve, so let his ministers be. Let him be their pattern, their example, their leader and teacher. Much reference is made in some quarters about following Christ, but it is confined to the following of him in modes and ordinances, as if salvation were wrapped up in the specific way of doing a thing, the path of prayer. Thyself hath trod is the path along which we are to allow him, and in no other. Jesus was given as a leader to the people of God, and no leader ever exemplified more the worth and necessity of prayer. Equal in glory with the Father, anointed and sent on his special mission by the Holy Spirit, his incarnate birth, his high commission, his royal anointing, all these were his, but they did not relieve him from the exacting claims of prayer. Rather did they tend to impose these claims upon him with greater authority. He did not ask to be excused from the burden of prayer. He gladly accepted it, acknowledged its claims, and voluntarily subjected himself to its demands. His leadership was preeminent, and his praying was preeminent. Had it not been his leadership, had been neither preeminent nor divine. If in true leadership prayer had been indispensable, then certainly Jesus could have dispensed with it, but he did not. Nor can any of his followers, nor can any of his ministers who desire effectiveness in Christian activity, ministry, reading your holy word. So, dear friend, do other than follow their Lord. Now, friend, it is time for us to pray. Holy Father God, help all of us who are in a Christian home and church, each one of us who is born again. Lord, help us, each person who is a believer under the sound of my voice. Lord, help us to be men and women, boys and girls of prayer, because you were the greatest person of prayer. Holy Father God, have mercy and grace upon us, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins of foolishness. And Lord, help us all as your people to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to humble ourselves before you. Revive us again. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people, and help them to remember the announcer will provide the information for them to send in their prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer for those who are on our prayer list. We pray collectively and individually for the following. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior. We pray for the revival of the church. We pray for the healing of all families. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, church ministers and missionaries, salvation ministers, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for the healing of all Christian families. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance upon all of your pastors and church servants. And we pray, Lord, for salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Stephen. Please bring his wife back safely from Europe. Guide them in their marriage and protect them from the coronavirus. We pray for Ravi. Please remove the coronavirus from the world and provide him with soap and tissue and sanitizer, masks, and food to give to the poor. And Lord, we pray for Bobby. Please bless Beth with a kidney transplant. Heal Kyle from cancer everywhere in his body, for them both to receive the treatment they need in the present state of this country. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and help these to grow in the faith and become the Christians, the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Rick, for Al, and Lord, we pray for Christy. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. And Lord, we pray, we rejoice with these and this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Tino, Julie, and Don. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.